Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With some 300,000 cars, trucks, and buses using it each day, this bridge is proving a popular target for twisted would-be terrorists, of which Bergen County prosecutors say 29-year-old Daniel Sherapak of Wallington is one. They say the decorated Army vet was doing recon on the bridge, posing as a construction worker to check out security. A search of his home found a large-capacity ammo magazine and bridge blueprints. Assistant prosecutor Christine Gorzolani says the picture that emerges is terrifying. Sherapak is being held at the county jail without bail after pleading not guilty. In July, a Morristown man was arrested and charged with casing out the bridge for Hezbollah. John Montone, 1010 Winds, at the bridge in Fort Lee.